In the late 1970s, this song, Sultans of Swing, by the band Dire Straits, virtually dominated FM radio.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
Other Dire Straits songs, Walk of Life and Money for Nothing, were huge hits in the 1980s. These days, the band's former frontman, guitarist, and singer Mark Knopfler writes and records his own albums. Golden Heart, his first solo record, received critical raves in 1996. Knopfler has also written the scores for movies such as Wag the Dog, Local Hero, and The Princess Bride. Sailing to Philadelphia is the 51-year-old Knopfler's latest critically acclaimed CD.
Drink dens are spilling out and staggering in a square. There's lads and lasses falling about and a crackling in the air. Then around the dungeon doors, the shutters and the queues. Everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. That's what it is.
What's the difference between a Dire Straits song and a Mark Knopfler song?
I don't know that there is particularly. I just try to develop a little bit as a writer, that's all, and learn a little bit about making records.
Knopfler's careful attention to songwriting may have been aided by his early jobs in journalism and academia.
I got to get in touch with a couple of stories, human stories, that made me deal with a lot of material, you know, and compile things. And it helped when I went on to university after that to just dealing with information, making an essay out of stuff. It did me a lot of good, I think, doing that.
You taught literature, didn't you?
Well, I mean, you'd have to use the term loosely. It was a college of further education, and I tried to get going as a musician. I was starving virtually. And that was great for me because I had earned more money teaching than I'd ever earned before. I could get a motorcycle and a place to live, and it enabled me to go to America too, which I'd wanted to do all my life, and I was 27 or something. I got over to the States, and that was really important. That was in 76, and the songs were pushing hard, and I managed to get the songs going and demoed when I got back, and I was really itching to get out of the teaching, get going with the songs at last.
Knopfler's travels in America seem to have influenced his songwriting. American history is often the subject on his new Sailing to Philadelphia CD. On the title track, Knopfler retells the story of the English surveyors Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon, the mappers of the Mason-Dixon line. Knopfler's version of the tale is a duet with James Taylor.
Sailing to Philadelphia just happened, really, because I was plowing through an extremely rewarding, very large book called Mason and Dixon by Thomas Pynchon.
I am Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'm enjoy. Old Durham and Northumberland is measured up by my own hand.
James very kindly agreed to sing the part of Mason. I just heard James singing it in my head, really. It just seemed to the kind of melody that would work for him.
He calls me Charlie Mason, stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky.
The story of the song basically is that I was changing planes in Philadelphia a lot at the time. But the Philadelphia that Mason and Dixon sailed to from England and the Philadelphia that I was sailing through the clouds and looking at is a very different place, and doesn't seem so really long ago, especially when you're reading the book.
We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coldy tide. Sailing to Philadelphia, draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line.
Bologna again. We're back to American history. This is kind of your American folk album, you know?
I suppose so, in some ways, although I wasn't conscious of it.
We don't eat in no white restaurant. We're eating in a car. Bologna again.
Bologna again. I got the idea from, I was reading the liner notes to Fairfield Four record. The Fairfield Four were one of the leading gospel groups of America. The chap who wrote the liner notes had said that it might have had to have often been a bologna sandwich when you were touring in the Deep South in the 50s. It might have had to have been a bologna sandwich in the car rather than a steak in a white restaurant, and that's all I needed to get going. And obvious the possibilities of the word bologna. And it was a very interesting time. I said it in 53, because at that time the electric guitar and the drums were making their assault on music.
We don't sleep in no white hotel bed. We're sleeping in that car. Bologna again. You don't strut around in these country towns. You best stay in the car. Look on ahead, don't stare around. You best stay where you are. You're a long way from home. Don't push your luck too far. Bologna again.
Well, you give us a really good feeling about what it was like for them. You stay in the car, look on ahead, don't stare around. A long way from home. Don't push your luck. That was their life.
It was. I mean, it's always interesting to me when my American friends and people who I meet and talk to me about what it was like even in high schools in the 60s, even separate drinking fountains and stuff. It still amazes me to think about.
Who plays your music on the radio these days, given what's become of radio?
I haven't got a clue. I mean, they're all called different things. I opened a trade magazine a few years ago, and there were different charts. There was a black gospel chart and a white gospel chart and a this chart and a that chart and an Americana chart. And this is all fine, I suppose, but I can't understand it.
If Dire Straits had not caught on, you think you'd still be in journalism?
No, I'd be playing music. Journalism was a good thing for me to do as a kid. It was something that I could do. I had all the energy, you know, when I was 18, 19, 20. That's how old I was when I was doing it, a couple of years. And it was great for then, and it was a crash course in life. But I think if you want to go on in your life as a journalist, it's got to be, you know, you need the printer's ink in your veins, really. And so there are certain things that you give up when you realize that you have to really, really want it. You know, I suppose I've always been obsessed with guitars and the music and everything else, and that's the thing that wins.
Singer-songwriter and guitarist Mark Knopfler. His latest CD is Sailing to Philadelphia.